Tatar Gal Mishnah Hey Haiko Shanitma Baaba Tuma U Shanitma Bivlad Hatuma. If you have a echo, you have food that had become tummy from an Abba Tuma, such as a shirt. So the Ursan is a Risham. And you also have Ursan, you also have food which had become tummy from a Vlad Hatuma. It became tummy from a Risham Latuma. So that Ursan is a Shani. And the din of Ursan, which is a Shani, is that it's mitame truma to make it into a shlishi, but it's not mitame chulan. If it came into contact with regular oichlan, which is not truma, it would not become tame. It's regular oichlan can only become up to a sheni. It can't become a shlishi. Mitzarfin then the litame kikal shepishne. The two oichlan would combine with each other to be mitame, like the din of the more lenient of the two. If neither one of the oichlan is the size of a bea, as that is the size that is needed to be mitame other oichlan, and you combine the two together, and between the two of them you have a bea, it would have a din, like the more lenient of the two. Ketza, what's the case? Kachati bea oichol risha, hu kachati bea oichol sheni, shebalon zebezeh sheni. If you have the size of half an egg of oichol, which is a risha, and the size of half an egg of oichol, which is a sheni, and you mix the two together, they have a din of a sheni. If they came into contact with truma, the truma would become a shlishi. Kachati bea oichol sheni, if you have the size of half an egg of oichol, which is a sheni, and half an egg of oichol, which is a shlishi, as we're talking about truma over here, as something which is chulin, which is not truma, cannot become a shlishi. And between the two oichol, if you have a bay, have the size of an egg, which is the size that is needed to be metame other oichol, if you mix the two together, it would have a din of a shlishi, and if it came into contact with kodesh, with something that was kachim, it would become a ravi. And only if it came into contact with kachim would the kachim become a ravi, as opposed to if it came into contact with other truma, the other truma would not be possible, and truma could only become up to a shlishi. It cannot become a ravi, but kodesh could become a ravi. So therefore, if you have half a bea of a shlishi and half a bea of a sheni, and between the two of them it is a bea, and you mix them together, and it came into contact with kodesh, the kodesh would become a ravi, the kodesh would be possible. Kebea oichol rishon, who kebea oichol sheni. But if you have the size of an egg from oichol, which is a rishon, and you also have the size of an egg of oichol, which is a sheni, shebalon zeb is a rishon. If you mix the two together, it has the din of a rishon, it has the din of the more stringent of the two, as in this case. Since you have the size of a bea from oichol, which is a rishon, so you have enough oichol from the one that's a Rishon to be Matame others, so therefore, even though you also have a Shani over here, but since the Rishon doesn't need the Shani, the Rishon has the size of a Bea by itself without the combination of a Shani, so it has the din of the more stringent of the two, which is a Rishon, and if it came into contact with other Rishon, it would become a Shani. But if you split it into two, you had a Bea from a Rishon and a Bea from a Shani, which you mix together, you had two Beis them all together, and then you split it into two. This Shani, Vizet Shani. Each one of the two would have the din of a Shani, would have the din of the more lenient of the two, and no longer have a din of a Rishon. I think you split it into two, you no longer have the size of a Bea from the Oichlin, which is a Rishon. So since you only have a Bea from the combination of the Rishon and the Shani, and have the din of the more lenient of the two, and each one has the din of a Shani. Nafa Velasmo Vizelasmo Akika Shotruma Pasua. If after you split them and we said that each one of the two had the din of a sheni, each one separately fell onto a loaf of truma bread, in such a case, the truma would be pasul. And that is the din. That something which is a sheni that came into contact with truma pasuls, the truma would become pasul. So since each one of these two had the din of a sheni and each one separately fell onto the truma would be pasul. Naflu shneim ke'echad asu sheni. But if after you split them, the two pieces fall at the same time on the same loaf of bread, that loaf of bread would become a sheni, so therefore it would be matame even chulin, even non-truma. And even though each one separately has the din of a sheni, but since between the two of them together you have the size of a bea from oichlan, which is a rishon, and they both fall at the same time on one loaf of bread, that loaf of bread would have the din of a sheni. And since between the two pieces together you have the size of a bea from oichol, which is a rishon, and they both fall at the same time in a loaf of bread. So you have a bea from a rishon, which fell on the loaf of bread. So that loaf of bread becomes a sheni. Sanatara's paragalf mishra vav kebea oichol sheni, hu kebea oichol shlishi. Shabalon zeh bezeh sheni. If you have oichol fruit the size of a bea, which is a sheni, And you also have Oichlin the side of a bear, which is a Shlishi. And you need at least a bear of Oichlin in order to be Matame other Oichlin. And you combine the two basins together, those two basins combined, have a din of a Sheni. They have the din of the more stringent of the two. And since you have the side of a bear from the Oichlin, which is a Sheni, so the entire mix has a din of a Sheni. And if it came into contact with Truma, it would make the Truma into a Shlishi. As Chula, non-Truma cannot become a Shlishi, it can only become a Sheni. So therefore, if these two basin together come into contact with Truma, since the two basin together have a din of a Sheni, they would pass the Truma. Chokon. Zesh Shlishi, Vizesh Shlishi. If after you combine the two basin, you then split them, each one of the two has a din of a Shlishi, not of a Sheni, it has a din of the more lenient of the two. The reason being that since you split them into two, each one of the two had less than a bear from the Oichlin, which is a Sheni, and since you have less than a bear from the Oichlin, which is a Sheni, and it's only a bear with a combination of the Oichlin, which is a Shlishi, it has the din of the more lenient, it has the din of a Shlishi, and therefore, if it came into contact with Truma, it would not possibly be Truma, Truma cannot become a Ravi, only a Shlishi, only if it came into contact with Kaidesh, with Kachim, would it possibly be Kachim. Napa Vela Akma, Vizela Akma, Akikar Shal Truma, Lopasu, if after you split the two bases, each one fell separately onto a loaf of bread, which was Truma. It would not pass as a Truma. And since each one of the two separately has a din of a Shlishi, and Shlishi cannot pass as a Truma, as we said, that Truma cannot become a Revi. Naflu Shnei Ka'achas Asa'u Shlishi. But if, after you split the two, they both fell at the same time onto a loaf of bread, which was Truma, then the Truma would become a Shlishi, it would pass as a Truma. And even though each one separately only has a din of a Shlishi, but combined they have a din of a Sheni. If combined, you have the size of a bear from Oichlin, which is a Sheni, and since the two fell together on a Kikar of Truma, that Kikar of Truma would be puzzle. It would become a Shlishi. Kebea Oichlin Rishon, who Kebea Oichlin Shlishi, Shabala Zebezeb. Rishon. If you have Oichlin the size of a bear, which is a Rishon, the Oichlin had come into contact with an Avatuma and became a Rishon. And you also have Oichlin the side of a bear, which was a Shlishi. And you mix the two together. It had the din of the more stringent of the two. It had the din of a Rishon, since the Rishon has at least the size of a bear. Chalka. Zesheni v'zesheni. Sha'af ha'gimel. Sh'nag ha'barishon. Na'zesheni. If after you mix it together, you then split it into two, each one of the two has a din of a Sheni. The reason being is that even a Shlishi, which came into contact with the Rishon, has become a Sheni. Meaning to say that even though one was a Shlishi, not a Sheni, but after came into contact with the Rishon, it became a Sheni. So now you have a Rishon and a Sheni mixed together. And since you split it into two, so each one of the two had the din of a Sheni, not of a Rishon, had the din of the more lenient of the two. And since you split it, you no longer have a Be'a from the Oichon, which is a Rishon. Kishtei Beitzim Oichon Rishon. Rishon. If you have Oichlin the size of two eggs, which was a Rishon, and you also have Oichlin the size of two eggs, which was a Sheni, that you mix the two together. This mix has a din of a Rishon. It has a din of the more stringent of the two, since you have more than a bear from the Rishon. Chokon. In fact, you mix them together. You then split it into two. There Rishon, there Rishon. Each one of the two also has a din of a Rishon, even though you split it into two. But since there were two basin from the Oichlin, which was a Rishon, even after you split it into two, you have a bay of Oichlin, which was a Rishon, each one of the two. So therefore, both of them have a din of a Rishon. Legimo or Ledalid, Hare Elu Sheni. But if after you mix them together, you split it into three or four different pieces, in such a case, each one of the pieces has a din of a Sheni, it has a din of the more lenient, not of a Rishon, as since you no longer have a bear in each one of the pieces from the Oichlin, which was a Rishon, and no longer has a din of a Rishon. Instead, it has a din of the more lenient, it has a din of a Sheni. Kishtei Beitim Oichlin Sheni, Ustei Beitim Oichlin Shlishi, Shabala Zebezeb. Sheni. If you have Oichlin the size of two Beitim, which is a Sheni, and you also have Oichlin the size of two Beitim, which is a Shlishi, and you mix it all together, the mix has a din of the more stringent, it has a din of a Sheni. Chalka. Zesheni. Vizesheni. If after you mix it together, you split it into two pieces. Each one of the two bases also has a din of a Sheni. And since originally you had two basim from the Sheni, even after you split it, you have a bear from the Sheni in each one of the pieces. So therefore, each one of the two bases has a din of a Sheni. Legimor, or Ledalid, Hare Elu Shlishi. But if after you mix it together, you split it into three or four pieces, in such a case it no longer has a din of a sheni, each one of the pieces has a din instead of a shlishi. And since you split it into three or four pieces, we don't have a bear from the other one for the sheni. In each one of the pieces, there's less than a bear from the sheni in each one of the pieces, only in combination with the shlishi do you have a bear in each one of the pieces. Therefore, the pieces have a din, other more lenient, it has a din of a shlishi, and if it comes into contact with kodesh, with sachem, it would possible the kodesh would make it into a